Today, I'm visiting with my good friend, David Phillips. He is out at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Eugene, Oregon. I just realized that David Phillips has been working with St. Mary's about as long as Modern Day Radio has been on the air, 34 years. And what a great gift to the music department there at the parish. Good morning, David. Thanks for joining me today.
Good morning, Dina. It is so good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great that we can be able to see each other, even by utilizing things like Zoom. And I wanted, you know, when I heard about your latest book, The Kingdom of the Island Sea, book one, spoiler alert, it's a cliffhanger, The Mysterious Lighthouse, I needed to know more. And so because I know so much about your music, the beautiful world that you bring us to in terms of storytelling, you're kind of like a John Williams of the Catholic Church when it comes to music and being able to bring the mystery to life. And I wanted you to just share a little bit about your music background, just how you've been able to use the gift of music, not only in the church, but also just to bring stories to life.
Well, I grew up in Southern California, and I always wanted to do music. In the Catholic schools that I went to as a child, I was in the boys' choir, loved singing for Mass, loved playing the piano. I didn't get piano lessons. We had a broken down upright piano in our garage. And when it rained, the rain would fall on the piano through the roof and the keys would swell. I'd have to wait a few days until the swelling of the keys went down. But, you know, I wanted music so badly. And so I just kept at it. Eventually got my music degree and was working in parishes in Southern California for 20 years as music director before we moved our family up here to Eugene.
And you've been with St. Mary's ever since, living the life.
Ever since. It was wonderful. I don't know if you remember Father Scott Vanhey at St. Mary's. He was the person that hired me there. And I've just had a wonderful time at St. Mary's ever since.
Wow. David Phillips with us, a music director at St. Mary Church in Eugene, but also author, screenwriter, filmmaker, director, producer. I mean, it's just fun to see the use of the creative arts. And it sounds like that's really was the origin of this book, The Kingdom of the Island Sea, was the beautiful music. That's what I remember from David Phillips. When I learned about you was Gentle Spirit Music, the Hanson Family Singers, this beautiful instrumental music that we would air on KBVM to just really help to meditate, to pray, to be in more of a contemplative mode and to let our imaginations grow. Tell us about the music behind The Kingdom of the Island Sea.
Okay, and it's The Kingdom of the Inland Sea.
Of the Inland Sea.
You had it so close. It was all good. So this book started out as a piece of music, Mysterious Lighthouse at the Edge of the Inland Sea. So people can listen to my music on Spotify or Google Music or YouTube, whatever. If they go to Spotify or one of those places, my logo is Music for the Imagination. But if they'd like to hear the original piece of music, Mysterious Lighthouse at the Edge of the Inland Sea, it's available and you can listen to it for free. And so as I work, you have to listen to it over and over and over, more strings, less brass, that kind of thing. So as I was mixing the final tracks, I was seeing this lighthouse on the cliff of this inland sea. And I thought, this is an interesting thing. So as I would listen to this over and over, this image of the lighthouse just started percolating in my mind. And I thought, now who would live in that place? And, you know, the characters were born. Jake, a 20-something year old, he's kind of a jerk. You know, mm-hmm. He starts out as a self-important jerk, and there had to be a bad guy. And so who would be there, his friends? And so the characters took on a life of their own. And I just started following these characters and what would happen. And so the book is a story of Jake's progress. He does kind of two steps forward, one step back. His progress towards being somebody that can save the kingdom of the inland sea.
Mm-hmm. I love the book. When I learned about it, David, first I bought the book on Amazon for my husband for his birthday, which is right around Christmas. So it was a Christmas birthday gift. And my husband loves to read sci-fi stories particularly, but I think kind of entering into the fantasy world, Lord of the Rings, Chronicles of Narnia. I mean, I was hoping that a dragon would come into the story, maybe later, but all of that.
Ah, Dina Marie, you are psychic. I'm telling you, in book two, we are going to have a dragon.
Oh, I'm so glad. I just was thinking, oh, there has to be a dragon. So
you're good.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm feeling better all the time. And then I finally got the book in my hands and have read it, David, and I love it. And what I love is that I can visualize what's going on. I mean, you give us a map, just like the Hobbit, the Lord of the Rings. You've got those maps to take you from place to place. Talk about the layers, because there's layers of imagination, there's characters, there's their history, there's where do they go, the room. I mean, all of that is part of creativity.
Yes. Well, each one of these characters, they all have a backstory. So Jake's backstory is that he was engaged and he swept out of his world, his modern world, into this kingdom of the inland sea, and he's taking all of his baggage with him. Every one of the characters that Jake encounters, they all have a backstory. And little by little, I'm trying to drop breadcrumbs on each of these characters so that the reader enjoys the characters as they meet them. But some people would say, well, Sarath, let's say, the girl from the tavern, the pub that he encounters. We don't see her that much, but they all have a role in book two. So many of these characters, they've got threads going all over the place. They've got a backstory, but hopefully they will coalesce at the end of this first book so that you can see progress of some of the characters and wonder about some of the other characters.
Yeah,
there's
absolutely
a bad guy in there, Mortist, and it will be explored, why is he a bad guy? What's wrong with him? You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're talking with David Phillips. He's the music director in Eugene at St. Mary Catholic Church. The book is book one of a series. Book two is coming soon. I understand the Kingdom of the Inland Sea, the Mysterious Lighthouse. There's a great, I mean, the cover, and that's an interesting thing when you put a book together. There's always the cover that catches somebody's attention. And what I love about your book, David, is it's very local. As I look in the book, edited by Amy Phillips, boy, is she related to you? And then the cover by Michael Hansen, part of the lovely Hansen family that we love from St. Mary. So there, you've been able to bring in the community, your own family and friends in the Catholic Church to help with this. Talk a little bit about how the community at St. Mary's has been part of this imagination, inspiration, vocation.
We have a wonderful community at St. Mary's, and I get to work with a lot of wonderful people, musicians, of course, but the parishioners are just great. And yes, Amy is my daughter-in-law, Amy Phillips. And yes, Michael Hansen, he and I have worked together for so many years on covers and artwork. I had a couple of people at St. Mary's go through my manuscript when I was finished with it. And Father Ron Nelson, who is also an author, I had him go through it. And he gave me some very good critical comments that made me really think about some of the things that I had in the book and the direction I was trying to go for. And so those were very valuable comments. Also from Amy and a couple other people at St. Mary's. So just have a great network at St. Mary's of good people to work with and bounce ideas off. And, you know, in the other things that I've done, the Gronk the Blade that Father Mark Bachmeyer was in, the Devotion Chronicles, which so many of our parishioners were in those films. Just a great group.
It is so much fun. And I just want to encourage our listeners that you can go to a Sword and Sandal Film Productions. You can just search for David Phillips at YouTube, Gentle Spirit Music, or like you said, the music of David Phillips, to get access to the audio and then some of the amazing, they're fun films. Okay, this isn't my Star Wars, but they're such a delight. I think God wants us to delight in the gifts that he's given us to share. I'm talking with David Phillips at St. Mary Catholic Church. David, I want to ask you a couple more questions, but we're coming to a break. Hold on the line, and we're going to continue our conversation in the next half hour. Musician, storyteller, music composer, screenwriter, author. I mean, as David mentioned in the first half of our interview, you know, since the very beginning, you have been so wrapped around music. In fact, if you were looking in his office where we're recording today, he's got vinyl records all over the place. And so vinyl is final. And so some of your music, okay, I understand, David, is available in vinyl, right?
Yes, in ancient times, I have a vinyl record. Yes, and it's about the exploits of Devutis, the time-traveling musician.
It's awesome. Well, the book that was just released, and it was, I think, October 2023 from Amazon, and that's where I purchased it, is I just went on Amazon.com to buy The Kingdom of the Inland Sea, book number one, Mysterious Lighthouse. There is also a Kindle edition, so there is an ability to hear it as an audiobook. And this is amazing with this type of a story, a fantasy story where you are getting into the, I mean, I'm on the island, I'm in the library, I'm eating the delicious foods that Jake gets to eat every morning. Foods are made for him. Tell us about the process, David, of making your book an audiobook.
The audiobook. So the book is also available at other booksellers, Barnes and Noble and that kind of thing. So there are three versions of the book, the actual book that you are holding. There's the Kindle edition that people can download. And then there's the Audible version. And Josh McCray is the narrator for the audiobook, and he did an absolutely wonderful job. I had to go to a company called ACX. It's an Amazon company. So I put up a test part of the book, and then readers can send me a version of how they would interpret it. And Josh McCray he was awesome. And so he has done the audio version. And so it's available on Amazon, but also audible.com and iTunes. So it's 9 hours and 15 minutes, I think. And it took him about 3 weeks to get it all done. He had an editor who would give me the opportunity to change pronunciations or whatever. And yeah, it's a great experience. So that is available as an audiobook.
It's awesome. And I think as we're getting into the summer season, when people are doing maybe their vacations and they're in the car, well, you're in commuting all the time, listen to Catholic radio, but then get a great audiobook like this one from David Phillips, The Kingdom of the Inland Sea. I just want to read a little paragraph. And again, this is about Jake, the main character in the book. And just so people can get a sense of the mystery behind this story, eerie silence reigned as he stood on the edge of the courtyard, observing the desolation of the once great castle. A door suddenly opened across the courtyard, followed by tentative footsteps off to his right. Again, he considered returning to the lighthouse, but strongly refused to abandon this new adventure before he had satisfied his curiosity about the chime. He learned about the chime of the bell. He decided to hide in the shadows and wait. I mean, it just, there's so much mystery. And what I love about the book, David, and I wouldn't go out and get a bunch of fantasy books, but this one, every paragraph is filled with description. You're either unpacking part of somebody's story, you're telling about this room or this island or this boat or this blue fox that becomes one of my favorite characters. And that takes a special gift, I think, to describe a blind person how to see. You know, when we enter a book like this, we're blind to enter into a world, and then you paint it with many different pictures. How do you do that?
You know, I would work on a chapter, come back to it the next day, work it over and over. And in fact, one of my friends who read through it said, you know, I know that you're seeing everything in your head, and I would even like a little more so that I can see your vision. So in book two, Salandon's Keep, I am trying to do that, give even more so that the reader can see and hear and feel exactly what is surrounding them.
David Phillips with us again, author of The Kingdom of the Inland Sea, Mysterious Lighthouse, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere that you purchase your books, not only the hardcover book, or it's actually a softcover book, but you can get the book form, you can get it on Kindle, or you can get the audio book form. And I've talked to so many people who now are just loading all of their books on their phone. So as they're traveling, what have you, you have access to great stories. And I think that's the thing, David, is one to have that story of darkness versus light. How do we identify what's the right thing to do? Jake is struggling a lot in this way that he's been living, stepping on people to get to the top, to make as much money and to be as powerful as he can. And now he's starting to realize there might be consequences to that kind of lifestyle. And he's starting to see maybe there's a different way that I could be living, as he meets friends that are actually friends and not trying to take advantage of who he is. How do you explore some of those basic things in a book like this?
Well, Jake, there's a little bit of us all in Jake. He is so self-centered that, and like you say, he steps on people in his old life to get to where he is. He's born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He's got servants. He's living with his uncle, and he's got a business, money at his disposal. And so it's a hard thing for him to come to grips with the fact that he's not in charge here. He's always been in charge. And there's something about this kingdom that he can't control. But the magic of the kingdom wants him to succeed, to be the protector of all the peoples of the kingdom of the inland sea. So it's his struggle and his journey to get past his own ego and to realize that there are other people, there are other situations that he can't master, and he's got to adapt and become a protector of the kingdom.
It's interesting to go through that story. And I think, like you said, David, we can identify. I think everybody can identify with Jake, or maybe you've worked with a Jake and you want to see a transformation, and transformation can take place, but it takes time and it takes a process. Was there a particular character as you were writing this story and all these characters start to come to life that you became more fond of, or that you learned something from as you developed them?
You know, all of these characters are my friends, even Mortis, the bad guy. My heart kind of goes out to Mortis, because in the book, his father, the Baron, loved him. And why did Mortis turn out to be this raging evil character? We're going to find out a little bit more about that later. But all of these characters are my friends. And without giving anything away, one of the characters meets an end. And it was hard to make that happen, because I didn't want that character to go away. But it's what happened in the book.
Mm-hmm. Again, the book, Mysterious Lighthouse, book one. So we know book two. Do we know how many books are going to come out of this series, David?
Dina, I wish I could tell you. It could be an ongoing series. That's right. It could be an ongoing series because all of these characters have backstories, and there are more new characters that make their appearance at the beginning of book two, Salandon's Keep. And all of these characters tie in with each other. Mm-hmm. So it could be an ongoing process. But I am trying to come to a satisfying conclusion for each book as it would happen.
Okay. The Kingdom of the Inland Sea. Any place you buy your books, audiobooks, and the Kindle version is available. I got mine on Amazon.com. I would encourage you, especially, I mean, I'm an adult. I love this book, but I think your teenage years, your 20-somethings are going to identify those young readers who love, what is it? The Game of Thrones. That's kind of the popular thing. But I think stir up the imagination, and it's a fun story, but I think people are also going to learn something while they read, and we get to support a local author. I love that my friend David Phillips can support you in that great gift. And let me know when book number two comes out. Any prediction on a date in 2024?
It will be in 2024, and I would encourage anybody that were to get the book, I would love to read comments. You know, if they post a review, I would love to hear what people think. Negative or positive, it's all good. I would love to hear what people think.
Okay. The musicofdavidphillips.com is a great website to land onto. I'll make sure that links to how to get a hold of the music and the book are all available on this podcast as well. David, great to be able to talk with you, see you face to face. Looking forward to hearing more about the adventures and particularly to hear about what's happening at St. Mary's Church in Eugene. So keep doing great stuff and have a blessed Easter to Pentecost season.
Yes. And thank you so much. It was wonderful to speak with you.